Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here this week. And it's a mom's cafe day today as the grain marketing group gets together. And what's the big item of discussion at the gathering here this morning, Roy?
Well, a big talk around the table is that one of the big farmers in the community started combining corn yesterday, and everybody's kind of scratching their head, but it happens every year. They get started around the 1st of September and on some real early corn, and I guess everybody says they have a contract with an ethanol plant in Blair to get some of that early corn in, and so they're hard at it this morning.
Yeah, I noticed some silage had been harvested around here locally. So, you know, like you said, it's just kind of that time of year, and we're going to see more and more of this activity, aren't we?
Well, here in my area, it'll probably be a couple weeks before there's very much corn harvest going. Usually we start on the beans, but boy, these beans have sure maintained their green color and don't seem to be losing any leaves or anything, so I say it's going to be almost a month before we start soybean harvest here.
Do you think that's a functionality? Are they putting on some seed fill and really getting as much out of that sunlight, water, and nutrients as possible?
Well, we had 2.25 inches of rain the early part of the week, and as long as the leaves are not yellow, why, the beans will keep putting some nutrients in the beans. I mean, I guess we're kind of getting set up for a situation where the beans are going to be nice and big and probably going to have some really outstanding yields, because they're just, except for the fact that we had a really hot, dry July, everything has pretty much gone right for the soybeans. Now, the corn, not as fortunate, because, of course, it was pollinating during that hot, dry weather in July. So the corn, everybody's kind of wondering what's going to happen. The word here this morning is that first corn that was combined yesterday made 190. So I don't know. That's probably coffee shop yield. That's probably not over the scale. I don't know.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how that kind of develops here, as both harvests may be going on at the same time. But as far as what's going on in the markets, Roy, we saw kind of a major and sudden setback in the markets yesterday.
It was, and I didn't exactly pick up that there was anything fundamental that caused it. I think it's more a function of the time of the year and the fact that it's just a matter of time here before we start getting new crop grain coming across the scales. And I know here at Midwest Co-op, they widened the basis out a nickel yesterday. That's just a function of the fact that we went from August to September. So, you know, I guess the overnight trade last night is higher again, so I'm not all that concerned about one day. Now, if we get 2 or 3 days like that, it would make the charts look pretty bearish, but I don't think that's going to happen right now.
And I had heard that some were expecting yesterday that the funds were going to get back in, being that it was the first of the month, and maybe that didn't happen. You know, maybe they're going to get into the market when we get back from Labor Day next week. So, you know, just some of that first of the month activity may have played a part too, huh?
I think so. We do have a long weekend coming up. The trade's going to probably be nervous today because people aren't going to want to go home with positions over the 3-day holiday, and so what happens today is probably not nearly as important as what happens Tuesday when the traders come back to work.
So, like you said, you know, we've moved into September now. The local bids based on the new crop contracts now. So, what does that change in our marketing plan, Roy?
Well, I think what it changes is that we've now got harvest time basis bid into the price, and so if you can possibly do it, don't sell cash grain. If you want to sell something, sell futures or sell on a hedge to arrive contract and see if you can put that grain into storage, because you're probably going to pick up 20 or 30 cents a bushel just on the basis improvement once we get this early harvest rush out of the way. And, you know, that's kind of typical of the way it usually works. And sure enough, this year we see them taking the big old basis once the combines start to roll, and you need to try to avoid selling into that.
And the trade's really going to be nervous until we start to hear some yield reports, aren't they?
I think so. Right here in eastern Cass County, especially, our corn looks pretty good. There's some yellow spots in it, but in general, the corn is probably going to be average to above average. I think the beans are going to be super. And so, you know, it's just a matter of how much the trade is going to bid that in early in the season.
All right, so as we wrap up here, any final thoughts, some things that we should be watching for after Labor Day?
I guess it's just a busy time of the year. We got the state fair going on now. We got Husker Harvest Days coming up here in Plattsmouth. We got